The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother tetrarch of the region of Iturea and Tetraonitis, and Licinius and the tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priests of Anna and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, the son of Zechariah, in the desert. John went throughout the whole region of Jordan, proclaiming the baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it was written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah. A voice of one coming out in the desert, crying out in the desert, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his path. Every valley shall be filled, every mountain and hill shall be made low. The winding roads shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, for the first week of December, it's been uncommonly warm weather, but it looks like the weather might finally be changing. You know, just north of here in Kansas, on the prairies, once there was a great blizzard. 2 feet of snow, then 4, then 5, and in some places it accumulated to 6 feet drifts. The telephone rang in a doctor's home. The time had come for John Lang's wife to have her baby, but it was impossible for the doctor to get through those 6 feet drifts. John Lang called his neighbors. "Can you help the doc to get through?" In no time, from all directions, came men and boys with plows and shovels. They labored with all their might almost for 2 hours until finally the old doc was able to make it just in time to deliver the Lang boy. Well, today, to all of us, comes a call from another father, God the Father, through his prophet Isaiah and repeated by Jesus' own cousin, John the Baptist. "Make ready the way of the Lord." But we are called not to remove piles of snow, but piles of sin and neglect, thoughtlessness, the things that make it difficult and often impossible for the divine child to be reborn to our hearts and lives. When a king is planning to travel, work crews are dispatched to repair the roads. The roads for the king's journey should be straight and level and smooth. John the Baptist considered himself as the herald of the king, but the preparation on which John insisted was a preparation of heart and of our life. "The king is coming," he said in effect. "Mend not your roads, but your lives." The quotation, "make straight the paths of the Lord," means clearing the path of sin, which is the major obstacle preventing the Lord from coming into our lives. Level the mountains of pride. Heal the valleys of impurity. Take down the mountains of anger and shore up the seas of neglect. Jesus is coming to us in the flesh as the baby Jesus. Jesus comes to us when we proclaim the scripture in the assembly. Jesus comes to us in the Eucharist, and he comes when we gather together in his name. But Jesus also is present in the faces of those we meet. Yes, make straight the paths to meet him. John the Baptist was the last of the old prophets, a great preacher, but some scoffed at him, saying his words didn't change anything. Just another crazy howler in the sands. We too are like that sometimes, very skeptical. For example, once a soap manufacturer and a pastor were walking together down a street in a large city. The soap manufacturer casually said, "The gospel you preach hasn't done much good, has it? Look around. People are still wicked. They're despicable everywhere." The pastor made no reply until a little later they passed a dirty child making mud pies in the gutter. Seizing the opportunity, the pastor said, "I see that soap hasn't done much good in the world either, for there's much dirt still, and many dirty people are still around us." The soap man said, "Oh well, soap only works when it's applied." And the pastor said, "Exactly, so it is with the gospel. the great cry of John the Baptist to wake up, get ready, prepare the path, and repent of our sins is ringing anew in the church. Catch it, hear it, cradle it close to your hearts like a newborn babe, careful to protect, nurture, and keep it clean. For you hold Christ in your arms, and the Christ child holds your salvation in his sacred heart. Do you know why John the Baptist chose the Jordan River as the place to baptize? Maybe he could have chosen any river, the Detroit River. Actually, one of Henry Ford's workers who had been taking, you know, pieces and parts from the cars for years, he was converted to Christianity, got baptized, and he came the next day with all of this stuff he had pilfered and stolen and brought it back to the managers and said, "I've given my heart over to Jesus. Do whatever with me you want. Here's all the stuff back." Well, they cabled Henry Ford, and he said, "If that's the result of having one person baptized, then I want you to dam the Detroit River and baptize the whole city." But seriously, the Jordan River was chosen as the place because that was the entry into the Promised Land. The Jews had wandered aimlessly for 40 years after centuries of slavery in Egypt. And by preaching his message there, John was inviting the Jews of his day to come out of the bondage of slavery, to leave their faults, their wandering, and their sinful lives behind, and to enter into the Promised Land of God's blessing. Have you been baptized? You must be baptized to enter into the Promised Land. And guess what the fathers of the church have called the sacrament of reconciliation, confession? They call it our second or our ongoing baptism, in which we're brought back to the Jordan and cleansed interiorly as we were on the day of our christening. Advent is a season given to us so that we may repent of our sins, be reconciled with God and his church by receiving the sacrament of reconciliation. It was for this purpose that the sacrament was instituted by Jesus after his resurrection. Receive the Holy Spirit. Those whose sins you forgive are forgiven. Those whose sins you retain are retained. It is in this ongoing reconciliation, then, not just to preach repentance and forgiveness of sins to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem, that Jesus sent the apostles and their successors out of the ends of the world. So he sent them not just to preach, but to forgive their sins. If you have not been to confession this Advent, please come. Please, do not let the mountains of sin and valleys of neglect be an obstacle for the clear path of the love the baby Jesus wants to bring you. John went throughout the whole region of the Jordan proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one crying out in the desert, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled and every mountain and hill shall be made low. The winding roads shall be made straight and the rough ways made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God."